Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know that times are hard right now, and I'm playing this audio as a little tongue-in-cheek. I know times are hard right now. Everything costs more. Rent's higher, groceries are higher, your bills are a little bit higher. So I understand that sometimes you got to cut corners. I get sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You got mouths to feed. Listen to the food right now that is skyrocketing in sales because of the current situation of the economy.
It was a dinnertime staple from the 1970s. Hamburger Helper was a budget-friendly way to feed the entire family.
Hamburger Helper, help your hamburger helper. Make a great deal.
Now, with the price of beef at an all-time high, families are reaching for Hamburger Helper to help stretch their dollars.
Hamburger Helper was first introduced in 1971, and in the decades that have passed, it has been seen as a forgotten food from a bygone time. Well, times have changed. Hamburger Helper is now, well, back in favor. Sales have soared nearly 15% in the past year as the price of ground beef has gone up 11%.
We have the highest price of ground beef ever. It's up to $6.31 a pound. Steaks, for example, are up to about $14 a pound. So what people are looking to do is they're looking to stretch their budget and, frankly, to stretch the meat.
That was crazy at the end, but let's move on. Well, you know what we owe the next generation? You know what we owe the little ones? We got to let go some of the foods that we didn't really like as kids. We got to let it go. There was a meal that you didn't really like as a kid, but you know what? Moms did the best she could. Pops did the best she could. You know, your folks looked out for you. We can't be feeding the next generation Hamburger Helper, man. We got to move on. We got to do better by them, you know? Rob, when's the last time that you came home? Tell me, how would you react right now if you came home? Tough day, you know? You're like, babe, what's to eat? And she was like, man, you know what? I made you a little Hamburger Helper today. Would you be excited if you got that message? Or would you look at her kind of puzzled, like, what's going on here? Why are we doing this?
I understand times are tough. I do. There's a way to stretch your dollar at the grocery store that's not Hamburger Helper. There just is. Spaghetti is not expensive to make. Just make spaghetti. It's right there. It's available to be made. Hamburger Helper is... No. It's a hard
pass. I'm telling
you.
Somebody said, I'll die on the hill that a Hamburger Helper is an iconic budget meal. I'm with you. I'm just saying is if you're going to go Hamburger Helper, why don't you just throw in a little bit more and you can like really do it right. You know what I mean? Like get them some real ground beef, get them some real noodles, get them some real cheese, chef it up. You know what I mean? Just really chef it up here. Hamburger Helper, I'm not doing it. I'm always confused because right now the text line really loves Hamburger Helper. But you guys didn't make fun of like ramen noodles. I don't know. I'd rather you just make the little one some ramen. You want to talk about a budget-friendly meal that you can really kind of dress up a little bit. You can definitely dress up some ramen noodles. You can really get kind of exquisite with the ramen noodles. No, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Nah, man, I got to pass on it. That's a thumbs down for me. That's an absolute thumbs down for me. I can't do it. I'm not feeding the little ones Hamburger Helpers. I want better for them. Somebody said, see, you're hating on the classics. That's the problem. The Hamburger Helper is viewed as a classic. That's why I don't want nothing to do with it. We'll get back to the Chiefs. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.